Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Quanisha. May I please have a zip code in about the account that you're calling in on today?
53051 is the zip code.
And may I have your first and last name?
Mary Sherman, Sherman.
And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address?
Yes, N74W13737, Appleton Avenue, Unit 314, Menominee Falls, Wisconsin.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do have an account pulled up here for you. Looks like it was started back on November 30th with the Lavish Grayscale and Skin Serum. And it looks like you called in on December 28th. Your account has been canceled since then. That you stated to the last agents that your account was in dispute and that they advised you to have the bank call on the line so that they could issue a full refund.
Yes, and so nothing has happened. And
your bank hasn't called. Have you notified your bank? Because that's the only way that we'll be able to. Well, you're going to have to get on your bank about calling us, or can call them on Thruway.
I have a letter from the bank, and they called to get additional information concerning my dispute with the company. And I've got two out. They're about $200. Unfortunately, we have not received a response to our request. Without the requested information, we are unable to assist you further. So what am I supposed to do now?
You have to tell them to call. Tell them we don't take, because we're a customer service center. So you're located in, what is that? I'm in Alabama. I'm a customer service center. That's why, like, I just literally got off the phone. My last call was with a credit card company, or it was with the bank. All they have to do is call us, and then we'll issue that refund. Tell them, you can give them the same number. Tell them, in order for the merchant said, in order for us to issue a refund, they must dial this, the 1-855 number that you dialed on. And when they call, we're going to verify your account. Well, you know, and then we'll go from there with your refund. It won't take no more than 5 minutes.
You know, I called you on, I believe I called you on 1-800-267-0309.
Our numbers start with 85. We do have 1-800 number. I'm not sure because we have so many different numbers. So
all
whichever,
right.
Yeah.
That's the letter. That's the number that I got in the letter from the bank. So do you have a 1-800 number I should be using?
The one that you called on now. Yeah, the one that you dialed on your phone now. You can have them call this number back.
And can you tell me what number that is?
I can't see it. All I see is when your number call in.
Okay.
But I can give you one. What product do you have? You got the Lavish. I can give you one. It's going to be 888-936-7228.
888-936-7228.
Okay. Correct.
And now that is, I have two outstanding. This is for the...
It's going to take care of the skincare program and the skin serum. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's going to take care of both of those products.
It will, because the other one had a different phone number.
Yes, ma'am. Because it was two products, they gave you two customer service numbers. Just in case you couldn't get through on one line,
okay,
they gave you another one. Yes, ma'am. It's going to lead you right back to this customer service center. And when the next agent picked this call, whoever it goes to, they're going to look in the notes. Like, I just looked in the notes and saw that, you know, that the charges were in dispute. That's how I was able to tell you that. I'm notating this account that I did speak with the customer about a refund and advised, you know, to have bank call back in order for the refund to be issued.
Okay, so I have to have the bank call this number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry if they didn't inform you of that when you called back in December. I'm sorry, but you're welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much for your
help. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.